It was 10 years ago this month before I first told anyone I'm gay. I was a junior in college. By the time I had finished high school, my gay closet was pretty well built. Piano playing, girlfriends, nights I cried out to God, each shelf in that closet stored a different piece of my life. In college, the panic attacks became so severe that I chased down sleeping pills with shots of vodka. I eventually dropped out and became a youth minister. I spent that time reading books on how not to be gay, and I prayed a lot, but my best efforts were doing nothing to make me straight. I went back to school, and there I met my first boyfriend. What I had thought to be a perversion was now being lived out as a loving connection between two people. The fact we were both male had little to do with it. When I was ready to tell someone, I went to see a professor of mine. It must have taken a good half hour before anything came out. Then one by one, I began to remove those dusty items from their shelves. Betsy Irvin wrapped her arms around me and held me there as if she knew that stepping outside of her office would mean stepping into a world where many didn't feel the way she did. In the years that followed, Betsy and I became friends. When I moved from North Carolina to New York City, we lost touch. Around her birthday 2 years ago, I called a mutual friend to see if he had Betsy's phone number. He told me that Betsy was battling breast cancer and would love to hear from me. Before I got around to it, I received an email telling me that Betsy had passed away. She was just 43. Today is National Coming Out Day, a day for some to celebrate, for others yet another painful reminder of their reality. I'm not sure why I chose Betsy. There were certainly others who would have listened without casting me into fire and brimstone, but maybe Betsy had been sent my way. Or maybe, after all these years, God had finally answered my prayers. With a perspective, I'm Miles Christian Daniels.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.